You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm not sure of what I see. You don't know me. Are you telling me to see the sign? She's looking in my eyes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building on this Friday, Junior. And if you're just getting up and getting about, make sure you take an extra 10, 15 minutes to warm that car up.
Please,
because
do.
It is cold outside. And I've been saying it all morning, and I will continue to say it. Make sure you stay safe. Don't be cheap. Turn that heat up if you do have heat. If you don't have heat, try to get to a heating center, because it is very dangerous to be in a house or anywhere that doesn't have heat on a day like this.
Absolutely.
Again, check on your neighbors, check on your friends, your family, your elderly that are in your community. Make sure everyone is good, because you can freeze out there today, literally. It is right now 15 degrees with a -2 wind chill. So I pay attention to the wind chill, because that's how it feels.
Thank you. I don't care what the other one is.
Right. You know, you could tell me 15, but I'm not feeling 15.
That's right.
So, but so far, we've been having a really good discussion going this morning. We've been talking about the feelings and reaction of Black women deciding to take a step back after what has been a very disappointing and exhausting outcome that has, quite frankly, seems like it has taken a lot out of them in terms of their fight. And Bailey brought up something.
No energy whatsoever.
Early in the show. Brought up something earlier in the show that people forgot about. And when Donald Trump was elected the first time, there was a women's march on Washington in 2017.
Yep.
Because of the way that they felt the president at that time viewed women.
Mm-hmm.
And now you come back 2024, 7 years later, and it's the same feeling after the fact that a lot of women voted for him.
Yeah.
Especially white women.
Yeah. Remember they had those little hats?
Yeah.
Little pink hats.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that. Dante hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, let's lay the blame where it needs to lie. The Democratic Party take care of other people, other races, before they take care of the Black male. As an independent voter, the Democratic Party laid out nothing to appease the Black men. Neither did the Republican Party, but the migration issue, how they took care of migrants and the forcing of gay issues on us, was the demise in essence. The silent majority spoke wasn't a Black issue.
Hmm.
I don't know, because Kamala came out with a whole agenda for the Black man.
Right.
Like a whole agenda that she put together specifically to try to entice us.
Let's be real. There was a whole double standard for her. That people were demanding things of her, like, for example, the fact that they wanted her to come out with that whole agenda for Black men. Mm-hmm. That they weren't putting towards Donald Trump. They weren't asking him for all that.
That's very true. They both were, we established that, they both were held to different standards. They were both,
absolutely.
They had different rules. And as one person said, one candidate can be lawless and the other one has to be flawless.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, for real,
very
you think
good.
About we have elected a president that has 34 counts. We've elected a president
convicted
of 34 counts.
Felony.
Like, we've elected someone who has in his background a civil suit that he lost for rape. We've got all type of things in his background. And then you look at it and say, our country is saying we're okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, the only thing that I would push back about the Black agenda, I don't think that was specifically for the Black men, because if you go and look back at that agenda, how many of those things apply to you?
Nah, a lot of them did not apply to me.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, because I just felt like that was kind of a smoking mirror to say, hey, let's put something out there for black men to feel like if you vote for me, this is what I'm going to do for you. Because I'm not buying my first house. I'm not going to get the $25,000 that she talked about. I'm not going to get the child tax, you know, whatever she was trying to do. And I looked at that list. I was just like, I'm a black man and none of this applies to me. So I felt like that was kind of just something to throw out there to say, we are thinking about y'all. But in essence, that was a plan that would help most black people, not just specifically black men. So that was the problem that I had with that so-called black men's agenda, because I was just like, none of this really applies to me.
But again, she shouldn't have had to do that, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, somebody talked into it because she put a name on it.
She did. Yeah. She
did. It's one of those. Like, if it comes out and your name, you approved it somewhere.
Yeah.
I didn't see, I've never seen anybody come out as a presidential candidate and put out an agenda for a specific, like, culture of people, specifically for a male group. I've never seen that before. But I think at that point, they was doing all they could to try to shift what they were seeing. We're not going to win the amount that we thought we were.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And Marcus hit us up and says, let's be clear. She said she would do nothing different from Biden, and most Americans are not happy with Biden. I think that was very detrimental to her campaign when she did not separate herself.
You know, from the only thing that they're upset with Joe Biden about is the economy, or what they feel is a bad economy. You know, the grocery stores, the inflation situation.
But that's a lot.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
But at the same time, can we give him credit? More of y'all would have died if he wouldn't have came into office, him and Kamala. That man, while Donald Trump may have been in office when they created the COVID vaccine, he didn't know how to get it to anybody. So more people were dying like flies.
Yeah, but you know, people have short memories.
They have real short memories.
Yeah, like people are focused on what's happening now, not, he saved these lives.
Right.
Yeah, but they're not.
But he took millions of kids, black kids, out of poverty. Yeah. There's a lot of things that did happen that were good.
Yeah,
in his administration.
And I agree with that.
If people are mad, if they were mad about the price of eggs, they're mad about
She had an opportunity, no different than anybody who has a boss or somebody else. Like, I feel like we all are going to have ideas of something we would want to do different, something that we would like to see done. She had an opportunity, and she never explained any of that. At the same time,
I think that the way the Democratic Party handled the transition between her and him and all that, I think it was messy, because I think some of the people that would have voted for her, like the Teamsters and some of those unions, they didn't, but they backed Joe Biden. And they didn't because she was trying to distance herself, and that could have made the difference. So there's a lot of things to be said. It did make a difference.
I think she lost some people. Like, that was on The View when she did that, when she was like, you know, I wouldn't do anything different.
But
you got to do something different.
And you know, clearly if people are thinking, things would have been different. However, what I'm saying to you is the way she didn't, come together with Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. The way he just faded to the background to let her do her thing, that was the wrong move. Because, what was it, the Teamsters decided not to endorse a presidential candidate?
Yeah, that was the first time in a long time.
And they were down with Joe Biden.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if she would have done more with her relationship with him,
And I want you to answer this after we get to this call, but what could she have done differently in terms of enhancing her relationship with him? Because here's the thing, you have a lot of Americans unhappy with Joe Biden, but you also have a lot of people that are saying that he's too old, he should step aside. And so you're going to continue to encourage that. No. But before you answer, let's get to Marlon real quick. Marlon, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
So I think, first of all, I think it's really interesting we're asking how black women feel and their upsetness. But we keep talking about black men, so it really shows the patriarchy in our society. We got to also remember that Kamala Harris being a black woman, I don't think she would have made it through the primary if she would have ran. She was a black woman who was placed in front of us, and people had to decide if they were going to vote for her or not. I believe it was more of a social experiment to see what the heck was going to happen. If people could get behind a black woman, if people could get behind a woman. So I think that's part of it as well. Is we can't forget she did not run in the primary. Joe Biden won the primary. He got bumped out, and she just got placed in there. So she's coming in behind already anyway. And then the last thing, I think you already said it, is if white women were so concerned with reproductive rights and all that kind of stuff, the clip that they voted for Donald Trump as is still higher than any other demographic there. And let's be honest, white people are scared that they're about to become the minority ethnicity in this country, so they have to vote for whatever is in their benefit. A black woman isn't in their benefit. A white man is.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Marlon. We appreciate the call and good points. Bailey, going back to what Madam Vice President could have done differently to enhance that relationship, what do you think she could have done?
Some of those multiple trips that she took to Philadelphia, she could have had him with her. There are more, you know, all those big union states, mm-hmm. she could have took him there with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the types of things that you do. You know, you use those people and you ask, you know, you get, that's how you should have support from, you know, those people. She really should have brought President Obama back here to Milwaukee. And when I say to Milwaukee, she should have did what he did. He went to North Division. Mm-hmm. It was people standing outside.
Yeah.
But here's the thing also, too,
with that, Bailey. I know because you were on that while it was going on, like she should be more in the inner city and
I was talking about that.
But we also still have to consider the fact that over 90,000 eligible voters, black voters, did not vote in Milwaukee this year.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying she should
have
been.
So do you think that would have changed it?
Yes, I do. I really do. And you bring your advocates that you know people love. You bring President Obama one here every time he ran. Bring him in here. Bring him with you.
Yeah.
Come on in here.
But he already has called out black men about voting.
When he came here the last time when he was running, he said, Y'all get Pookie and Ray Ray and all them, y'all know everybody. Get them to come out and vote. And they did.
I don't know if that would have worked this time.
You know what?
Not 90,000. Maybe a few thousand, but 90,000 people decided not to vote. That's a lot of people not voting and could have made a difference. The caller, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Well, comment is $17 billion for HBCUs is specifically black. And so since the other side likes to give her credit for being in office, that is specifically black as you can get because you get judges, 40% of them, a large percentage of our doctors and lawyers. I was just listening to somebody talking about how their grandson sees nothing but black professionals in his life because he lives in a black suburb in Milwaukee where his doctors are black. His teachers are black in his school, and he sees nothing but black success based on intentional choices by his parents. And most of those people that we get come from that. So this whole narrative about what she could have done, what she didn't do was be born a white man. a white man with her qualifications would be president today. And so that is much bigger than all the minuscule things that we could pick apart about who did what. And the separation where there are two sets of rules is an example of Jim Crowism. Isn't that exactly what Jim Crowism was? White men have way more rights than everybody else, which was given to Donald Trump in this election. So if she were Moses and split Lake Michigan and walked on water and still a black person and a woman, she would have lost this election. So going forward, what I've heard that's encouraging to me is that states like California have allotted $300 million to litigate against many of the things that Donald Trump intends to do. And so instead of looking backward, we got to look forward. You know, we can pick apart a lot of things and never be accurate. But what Thurgood Marshall showed us is when you get them in front of judges and the judges are required to uphold the Constitution, either they're going to shred it or they're not. And I know Denise is, hopefully she's listening. I would encourage most of us to try to be like her and be global citizens, because that's exactly what the colonists have done throughout the history of this country. They use it for their benefit, and then they go make money everywhere else throughout the world. So that's the seeds that we should be planting, and we should start like Black History in December during Kwanzaa and push that for our kids to not have loyalty to something that doesn't have loyalty to you. Utilize it for your benefit. God bless y'all.
Thank you so much, the caller. Al was giving props on our YouTube message board to the caller, said, tell it, the caller. And the caller just told it. We'll have reactions from some of the things the caller just said. DVJ, we see you. We're going to get to you as soon as we get back on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have big news. Mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Awards, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th at the Truth Community Awards, presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. As we welcome you back to Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building, and DVJ, thank you for being patient. You are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning, Telly. Good morning, Ms. Coleman. And good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yes, sir.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to y'all. So I'll make mine quick. So I agree with the caller when he was just saying, you know, basically people didn't support Kamala, you know, because of race. So that's the main thing for me, is that simple. And then the other thing, the area where I feel that she could have did better, though, I feel like she was speaking to the middle class a little too much. I know it's a lot of middle class people, you know what I'm saying, in our country, but it's a ton of poor people too that she didn't speak to. Like, people need to get up there and just be like, I'm going to help the poor. Black, brown, white, just, I've never heard a candidate. It's like they're afraid of that word.
Yeah.
Because white people don't want to hear that. Because when white voters hear that, they hear a black candidate talking about helping black poor people and brown poor people. You know what I'm saying? They're flat. That's a red flag to white people, because they consider that a handout. Anytime black people talk about helping black people, they consider that a handout. And now you got to worry about getting voted in and winning. So she had to deal with all that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the stuff, and the pudding is in the proof. We've had 46 white presidents. So that tells you all you need to know right there. And just the last thing for me, one thing that was really bothering me about this election thing, when I heard the black Europeans or black Republicans sitting there talking about how Democrats were fear-mongering them into voting for Kamala, That's BS. what they're upset because we are asking, because what they were doing is unnatural and unnormal to support a racist candidate. That's unnatural and it's unnormal. So for us 90%, we're asking y'all, we're hollering at y'all like, hey, what are y'all doing? And for y'all to say, spare my, y'all were acting, not you, I'm saying the black Republicans were acting like Democrats were running up on them, threatening them and stuff to beat them up and all this. Fear my, what is that? Yeah, that word was kind of bothering me.
Yeah,
I didn't like that too much. We were just asking, like, why are y'all doing this? Hey, yo, what's up? Listen to us 90%. You 10% want to be rebels, but in reality, you're irrelevant.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Peace.
All right. Appreciate the call, DVJ. Great points there. And another thing that I want to point out is how you can be manipulated during this, you know, during presidential cycles. Mm-hmm. And Jay, you were talking about how when you spoke to, you know, black men who were voting for Trump, the main thing they were talking about was the economy, right?
Absolutely. Talking about the economy and business.
Yes. Okay. And the price of eggs are $20 and this, that, and the other, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you still have, let me remember. Starbucks hasn't gone bankrupt or anything, have
they? Oh, no, and they're not going to.
Okay. So we can afford $9 coffees, but, oh, man, eggs are $10. We ain't about to do that. I mean, make it make sense, man. Like, so do you think that this person is going to get in office and just instantly put, I mean, inflation is going to go down and money is going to go in your pockets? Eventually, inflation is going to go down anyway, regardless of who's in office. But you really think this person who could care less about you is going to look out for you? That's just something that it's hard for me to understand. And so the other thing that Jay, that I know I definitely wanted to touch on was the fact that we talked about the black men or the black man agenda Madam Vice President allegedly had. But if you look at any of the elections, the black man really hasn't played that big of a difference in it. Or at least we haven't been told that.
I was about to say, that's what they would love for us to believe, that we haven't played any role.
Like, we haven't played any role. And then even if you go back to 2020, you will hear a lot of black women that said, we got Biden in there.
Right.
Right? Correct?
Right. Correct. That's correct.
Okay. So there are a lot of narratives around black men as a whole, not just from the political standpoint, but I think a lot of things that truly are just stereotypes that will never go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Totally not true.
Yeah. And so I want to play a clip, but before I do, I'm going to go ahead and get Tony from Tulsa in, and then afterwards I will play that clip so you can get a better understanding of some of the narratives that are so untrue and we can't control, and how the system is set up and designed for us to go against each other. But Tony from Tulsa, you are on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Good morning. So I just wanted to add in, this is the thing that actually kind of frustrates me the most, is that our community, and not just our community, I think Americans are one of the most propagandized people in the world, because we see that shiny object and then don't look behind the object, what is really going on. So, for example, the U.S. call was like, oh, well, you know, we can sit here and say, oh, she didn't get elected because she was a person of color. One, and we got to get off this, that she was a black woman. She's not. And that's the thing. One of the things that gets me the most is that, oh, she was a black woman. She wasn't black. She's Indian and Irish. That's it. And it's just from her heritage. And I'm like, oh, well, her dad was from Jamaica. There's Chinese people in Jamaica. There's a white Irish people in Jamaica. And that's where her family came from. So let's get off that notion. And she also said, and I'm not a Trump supporter. Y'all know this. I am a complete independent. And so she said that she wasn't going to do anything specifically for black people, but the East Asian people she gave $43 billion to. So she showed us who she was. She just ran a poor campaign. It was mixed between the Biden people that she had in her campaign and the Clinton people that she had in her campaign. If she really wanted to win, again, it only could take 100 days. You blew $1.5 billion in 100 days and just didn't know what to do with it. Give me that money. I'll show you exactly what you do with it. I'll go to those counties. Like, for example, they had the internal poll that they just released that she wasn't leading at all in any poll. And so they were surprised, like, how's NBC saying this? How's CNN saying this? So what we need to do is realize that this whole thing is all baked into the system. We're in a system of white supremacy, and not just to blame it all on white supremacy. So as Malcolm X has told us before, it's the sheep and the wolf. So what we got to focus on is ourselves. We have to bring our community up, not worried about who else outside is going to help us or whoever like that. If you want, as the infamous Benny Siegel say, you either get down or lay down. So if you're not here to help us, move on. Keep it moving. Yeah. So we need to come together as a community, especially in Milwaukee, where they're not cohesive, and it's like, oh, let me just look out for myself, instead of looking out as a whole. We can do this together as we used to have, but they've separated us, thinking that, oh, I'm above this, I'm above the fray. Remember the communities that we used to have, the North Carolinas, the Floridas, the Rosewoods, the Tulsas, all of that stuff that we used to have because we were a cohesive community. But we don't have that. So, and we let these blue-lay people get in there, and then they told us, and they knew that was the best way to get us. I'm land my plane with this. So they even had a system to a key in the 60s. How to sell to black people. You can look this up on YouTube. It's really interesting how they studied us, and so how they studied us to separate us. And we come into this category trying to be like the white supremacists in the system, but don't understand that we're being manipulated. And that's how I land my plane with that.
Thank you very much, Tony from Tulsa. We appreciate that. And that leads us right to where we were going anyway, because a lot of those things definitely play into narratives. The way people think about us as a community, and specifically as black men, because we started the show talking about how black women are tired. They feel like they can't catch a break. Tired of fighting these same battles. And a lot more often than not, that leaves a lot of black men in this gray area. We are just constantly feeling like we're kind of left out at times, because there are specific things, like, when's the last time there's been a specific law or something that was beneficiary to the black man? And so you create these narratives, and this is something I came across and is a very interesting conversation, and it has a lot to do with narratives, and this is one of the narratives of black men, but listen to it all the way to the end, and then you will see where we're going with this at the very end. Go ahead and play it, Ricky.
That we hear about black men.
They don't get married.
They don't like who?
Oh, they don't like black women.
Well, yeah.
The national average for black men who are married, what are they married to?
It's got to be black women.
Black women at what percentage? Ooh. Over 85%. But it don't matter, though, because once they make money, that's when they go get white women.
White women, yeah.
The national average for making over $200,000, black men, right? Mm-hmm. How many of those men are married to black women?
I give them about a cool
95%.
95?
I believe it.
I do believe it. And then when you hear the horror stories, we got to talk about Scottie Pippen.
Girl.
Lex has a good point, though, because they'll show the Scottie Pippen, right? And they'll say, look, this is how black men behave.
Yeah.
But that's not the fact. Destroying the black family has been on the forefront of the mind of the people who created this country. Mm. How do you destroy the black wealth in this country?
Yeah.
Destroy the black family. Mm. Make black women think that black men don't love them. Mm. Make black men think that black women don't respect them. That's all a fallacy. It's not true. The older I get, I'm 40 years old now, the more I realize that everything I've learned from mass media has been programmed by people who have an agenda. It's a narrative that we hear about black.
We definitely going to get reaction from that after the break. But like I said, again, listen to the end and look at how the system is designed to put us against each other. And unless we figure out a way that that is not what is going to be a successful plan moving forward,
mm-hmm.
we're always going to be hindered by it. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey Coleman, and Jay English. More after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is 8:37, and it is Friday, Junior. Thursday, December 5th, and it is cold. And make sure that you stay warm.
Please.
It is so cold.
But we got a hot topic going on right now, and
yes,
we definitely have had...
Warm it up.
Yes.
I'm about to.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been talking about... at first, we were talking about black women taking a step back after the election and feeling exhausted. But we have transitioned into the narrative around black men as well, because, again, women can feel any kind of way they want in terms of the outcome of the election and the disappointment. But then where does that blame and where does that frustration start to turn towards? And again, we feel like, or I do, a lot of the narratives that are out there, just even down to what black men want to do or who they marry once they are successful, a lot of them are lies that have been repeated over and over and over.
For a long time.
Yes, yes. And we have Jay on the line. Let's get to Jay. And I want to play that clip again, Ricky. But Jay, you on Truth Be Told with Telly, Bailey, and Jay. Good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on live. Good morning.
Oh, sorry. All right. So, yeah, to make a great point of everything you just said, how, you know, people really just took advantage of just, I guess, the toxic relationships and bad habits that just festered here. You know, he took advantage of the technology, social media, and sensationalism. It was like reality TV and suspense. Like, you know, I won't say too much about, you know, my opinion on that, but. So that's how he was able to appeal to the younger crowd. You know, you got this woman who doesn't seem too thrilled to be, you know, doing what she's doing, talking the way she's talking. She's not separating herself from, like, you know, this old white guy. So, you know, I was a turn off. And, you know, the fact that she said she wasn't going to do much for people. But then it also comes down to, like, why people, and you're going to understand Tory a lot more. Because as people start to understand this, because it's almost the cool thing to be mean to black, to be cruel to black people now. You know what I mean? Like, you see this everywhere. The younger generation, you know, they don't have a lot of respect for the older generation. They don't have understanding. The older generation has frustration and resentment towards the younger generation. Like, you know, even if you listen to Dr. Ken talk, you know, he's kind of like got some old school views and values. And, you know, he kind of recants and, like, you know, changes his opinion sometimes. I don't know if he's just trying to be cool or if, you know, he put some thought into it and is conflicting with habit. But as you see, like, you know, you're going to see why people would vote for Trump, because people are already living the lives. They are loving the life that they are living. And this is that reality that Trump is presenting.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jay. We appreciate it. Yeah. I think time, he hasn't even been inaugurated yet. So.
Okay.
Right.
I think time will tell to see how good people's lives are once he is officially the president, the 47th president of the United States. He's still just the elect. But I don't know if everybody is going to just walk into this promised land once January 20th.
Because they're going to start deporting people. On what day is his inauguration?
The 20th.
Okay, the 21st, they go start deporting people. We gonna see how great that is.
Man,
you know?
Oh man! But going back to the clip that we played with the exchange of one black man and two black women, and he was just really dissecting the numbers that a lot of people don't know. Ricky, go ahead and play it again, because again, at the very end, he says something extremely powerful that I know we deal with on a daily basis in our community.
Narrative that we hear about black men.
They don't get married.
They don't like who?
Oh, they don't like black women.
Well, yeah.
The national average for black men who are married, what are they married to?
It's got to be black women.
Black women at what percentage? Over 85%. Hey. But it don't matter, though, because once they make money, that's when they go get white women.
White women, yeah.
The national average for making over $200,000, black men, right? Mm-hmm. How many of those men are married to black women?
I give them about a cool
95%.
95?
I believe it.
I do believe it. And then when you hear the horror stories, we got to talk about Scottie Pippen.
Girl.
Lex has a good point, though. Because they'll show the Scottie Pippen, right? And they'll say, look, this is how black men behave.
Yeah.
But that's not the fact. Destroying the black family has been on the forefront of the mind of the people who created this country. Mm. How do you destroy the black wealth in this country?
Yeah.
Destroy the black family. Mm. Make black women think that black men don't love them. Mm. Make black men think that black women don't respect them. That's all a fallacy. It's not true. The older I get, I'm 40 years old now, the more I realize that everything I've learned from mass media has been programmed by people who have an agenda. It's a narrative that we...
It's definitely an agenda that's out there. And
definitely.
It's
absolutely.
Yeah. And when you have just that one disagreement where black women don't think black men respect them and black women think black men don't love them mm-hmm. or like them or want to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think sit back and watch them fight? Watch us fight.
Yeah, it ain't us.
It ain't us. And they know, again, destroying the black family is how you destroy wealth, because when we have masses and we have unity, we can do anything. And everyone else knows that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you break us up, if you take the black man out of the house and you know, give him a charge that and send him to jail, or then that's one way to break up the family. There's so many ways to break us up, where because you don't do something unless it's affecting you. Meaning, if I'm in another community and I look back and say, and I look over at the black community and say, I know if they got together, they could be powerful, but let's make sure that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And let's continue to do what we've been doing. And I just thought that statement was so powerful, outside of the narratives that we know that aren't true, but a lot of society don't know that's not true. And
exactly.
And Bailey, you even said after hearing it a second time, you're like, wow. So again, these narratives play a lot into our mindsets and the psychology that not just amongst us, but other communities are looking at and weaponizing ourselves against us.
Well, it creates a perception of who we are, and that's not based on what we actually do, how we actually speak, our education level. It takes all of that out of the boat, and it says, I'm just looking at you based on this media perception I've been given through music, through movies, through YouTube, through what we see on the award shows and everything else, and makes us this monolith where that represents all of black culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the scary part for me, when you see that people think black men are not great fathers, that we're not involved with our kids. But when you look at the statistics, you realize we're some of the most involved fathers out of all the cultures.
Yep. Sure are. Yeah. And I look at these narratives, and then it constantly puts us against each other, because you have a lot of black women that are disappointed, 92% that are disappointed that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris was not elected. And more importantly, she didn't get the support of black men.
Exactly.
And so as a black woman, you hear, man, these brothers going to go and vote for Donald Trump. How does that make you feel? You must not like us.
Exactly.
You must not love black women.
Exactly.
Because you're going to go. And so what does that do?
But why don't we hear that about the Hispanic population? Why don't we hear that about the Asian population or whoever voted?
We don't hear anything
about the men and the women being pitted against each other in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But in our community, that's exactly what happens, because the only thing they did was throw logs on that flame that was already burning.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That frustration flame that was burning. And then it's like, oh, so we can't do this all by ourselves. If you're a black woman, we can't do this all by ourselves. And so when we need some support from the brothers, we can't even get it.
Yeah,
and
that's some garbage.
That creates more tension between black women and black men. And so because as a black man, there's a very small percentage of black men that I know voted for Trump. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. But I'm also clumped in this group of people that did. Because that's the only thing you heard.
Right.
Well, there had to be some black men that voted for him.
Right.
And so, you know, I just can't assume that no black men voted for him.
Right.
And then, again, that adds to the tension between black men and black women further.
Yeah.
It doesn't help it.
Not at all.
At the very least.
No, and it creates that perception amongst other cultures that are looking at us to say, look at how split and divided they are even within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just furthers that as well.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it's just, and then again, you constantly hear those narratives that you just got some amazing stats that shows you and tells you those perceptions that you've had for all these years aren't the case anymore.
That's right.
Maybe at one point in time, yes, that's what it was, that you would definitely see that. But nowadays, to be honest, I think there are more black women marrying white men than black men marrying white women.
That's true.
But that's a whole other show.
You're going to light up something else.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, but we are going to step aside for our final break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. Bailey Coleman, Jay English in the building. We're back with our truth of the matter.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it is that time for our Truth of the Matter, where we give our takeaways from some of the topics that we have been discussing. But before we get to Bailey's Truth of the Matter, Aramore on our True Talking text line said, had black men overall vote for Kamala, she still would have lost. We are a voting bloc, but it isn't that big to where we turn elections and probably never will be. Great call. There's not a lot of black men that are out there. But although we had just elected someone with 34 felony counts, maybe more black people that have felonies can now vote. That now that you could become president, but nonetheless, you are right. There aren't that many black men out there that's going to probably turn or flip an election or a specific state. Bailey Coleman, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is for the next 4 years, I'm going to be chilling. I am going to be hydrated. I'm going to drink my water. And to the guy that said that Kamala Harris's daddy ain't black, he black. He Jamaican black. There's pictures.
Yeah. He black black.
Just Google. Yeah, he black black. He black black. There you go. Bliggity black.
Jay English, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is that men deserve, especially black men, deserve more respect and admiration than I think we get. The perception that is out there of us, I might advise you, don't believe what the media is trying to feed you. Don't believe everything you hear as far as music and on award shows and some of this other craziness. Black men are out here making it happen. We are working hard. We are loving our families. We are building businesses. We are doing the best we can to make this world a better place for those we're responsible for. Shout out to the black men out here.
That's a good truth of the matter, Jay. My truth of the matter is unity. Nothing's going to happen unless we come together. And when you constantly have these different things that other communities are throwing into our community to turn ourselves against each other, we're never going to get anywhere. So we have to somehow unify and collectively come up with a plan and agenda that is going to benefit us all, not just specific black. There's not enough black people around to have differences between black men and black women, period. So in order for us to not constantly subscribe to the narratives that others are putting on our community, the quicker we will be able to move in a better direction. So thank you, Bailey Coleman. Thank you, Jay English. It's been a good show. And we're going to do it again tomorrow. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.